I ask if it had been used lately. He said, no. Might be a new tape or a new...
Right. Yeah, you can get those things for a fairly reasonable price nowadays.
Yeah.
Sure can. Mass produce them, you know.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear of people having a room in the house where they just keep all their old worthless broken down stuff, you know, and nothing else?
Well,
or what would you call that stuff? Anything that you had, maybe an old broken chair or just something that wasn't.
I just called it junk.
Yeah, junk.
So I reckon the room where they keep all that would be called a
called like it's old house, yeah, junk house, right? Everything in that thing. I mean, every once in a while we go down there and take a pickup, maybe every year or two we'll take a pickup. And get in there and sort that stuff out, and we haul it off and bury it.
Hey, you know where that old stuff is? I tell you, I don't know. My wife would have to be talking about that. I never did like the way they waited I had to. Because I tell you, maybe someday I need it.
It's true.
And, but she said, well, I tell you, this keeps accumulating.
That's right.
I tell you, we need to go through that thing right now, I tell you the truth.
That'd be a job, I bet.
It's got two rooms to it. I bought that house a few years ago when I was doing those tennis. I had to do some grading. They didn't buy it. I had to do some grading from a nephew, and he was trying to sell that house. And so I said, it's going to be in the way when I get the grading. He run the... I was down there in Shelby County. He run a cafe and a truck stop down there, and he threw some grading down there for him to sort of have place to park them trucks, you see. And so, anyhow, he won $150 for it. And it was a good little house. And I kept it up, it's telling you the truth. It's still a pretty good little house, yeah, pretty good. And so he said, Uncle Herbert, he says, what do you give me that house? I wouldn't give you a dime for it. I said, I'll move it if you want me to. He calls you for it. He said, where are you going to move it? I said, home. So anyhow, I said, well, it's yours.
Mm-hmm.
So we got out there with the jacks, and we jacked that thing up and loaded on my little boy, the 12 tractor. And they got it ready one evening, and the next day we moved right out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so that I went ahead on the grading then.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were. You mentioned having a front porch and back porch on your houses. Have you ever heard people call the front porch anything else?
Yeah, I believe I have, but I believe I just about forgot what to call it. Do you know?
Well, I've heard different things. Some people call it a piazza, paisa. Some of them call it a gallery.
Gallery, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Now that's just a regular front porch.
Yeah, that's a regular front porch. I tell you what we always call it, no, was a front porch. And where we live down there in Hazel Grove, my dad, he's a tie hacker.
A tie hacker?
Tie hacker.
What is that?
Huge logs. And to build it, put the house, like the cells. And in that house, that was a wood house down there, frame house. And the sills in that house